Chapter 1. June 26, 1942. Washington, D.C. My watch said it was 15 minutes before 8 in the morning, but I could already feel the oppressive D.C. humidity rising as I stood under a tree and gazed across the street at the three-story brick building with enormous white columns. I looked down at the sweaty piece of notebook paper in my hand, where I had scribbled the address, checking for the fourth time to make sure I was at the right place. The East Building, 2430 E Street Northwest, across the street from the State Department. A brick building with columns. Enter through Gate 2. Ask for Alice Montgomery at the main reception desk. A large chain-link fence with barbed wire lined the perimeter of a complex that comprised four buildings. I couldn't see any signage or markers, nothing whatsoever to indicate what went on inside. For the 100th time, I questioned my decision to do this, to come and interview for a government job I didn't actually need in an organization I knew very little about.
"Excuse me, can I help you?"
I turned to see a young woman observing me from a few feet away. She was a couple of inches taller than me, 5'5", with pale blonde hair, and wore a light blue and white striped summer dress with cap sleeves and a navy blue straw hat that flattered her heart-shaped face. I looked down at my dull, plum-colored shirtwaist dress and wished I had gone shopping for something new to wear today. I hadn't set foot in a department store for months, since well before the funeral.
"It's just that you look like you might be lost."
She gave me a small smile.
"Well, I think I'm in the right place, but I'm a little early for my 8 o'clock interview."
I pointed at the building. "That is 2430 E Street Northwest, yes?" I didn't see any sign.
"There's no sign, but you're correct," she said. "I work there. Do you want to walk in with me? I can point you in the direction of reception when we get inside. It can be a little confusing."
"Oh, thank you. I would appreciate that," I said, relieved. "I'm Anna. Anna Kavanaugh." I held out my hand.
"Irene Nolan. Happy to help," she answered as we crossed the street.
"What kind of work do you do here?" I asked, eager to hear from someone who actually worked in the building. Irene paused before answering.
"Oh, mostly research, organizing, you know."
She waved her hand. I glanced at her sideways as she quickly changed the subject.
"So, let me guess, Wellesley grad? Or maybe Smith?"
"Radcliffe, actually," I said. "I graduated 4 years ago and did a postgraduate degree in Paris."
"Ah, well done," she said with a nod. "I adore Paris. Did you enjoy living there?"
"I did," I said. "It was one of the best years of my life. Such a beautiful city. The culture and food, the people. I fell in love with all of it. I might not have come back if not for the war."
"I'll bet. I'm a Vassar girl, class of 38, like you. Do you know who you're meeting with today?"
"I'm supposed to ask for Alice Montgomery when I arrive, but I'm also meeting with William Donovan." Irene nodded and gave me a wide smile, clearly impressed.
"Wow. Wild Bill, the legend himself, is meeting with you? Is that right?" she said. "Now that's interesting. He's so busy these days, he rarely has time to interview anyone."
"He's a friend of my father's," I said. "I'm sure that's the only reason he's meeting with me in person."
"How do they know each other?" she asked. "He's been pulling recruits from everywhere he can to try to build this place up fast. Business connections, social circles. Family and friends."
"They grew up together in Buffalo, New York," I said, not really thinking of myself as a recruit and wondering what she even meant by that.
"Ah, no wonder he's meeting you in person," she said. "That's much more than a casual acquaintance."
I nodded. We arrived at Gate 2 and walked up the incline toward the building. Irene wasn't done with her questions.
"Is your husband in the service?"
she asked, glancing down at my wedding band. I felt my